Grand rising and priming powerful beings. Shout out to you. It's the Holistic Motivator. And today I'm going to be talking about staying out of your way. A lot of times things don't get in our way. We get in our own way. We let our thoughts get in our way. We let our actions get in our way. We let our habits get in our way. We let what we've been doing get in the ways of what we're called to do or we could possibly do. So this episode of Ed Talks Daily, I'm going to be talking about getting out of your way. Do you feel like you've been in your way lately? As if there's a lot of things that could be making a way, there's a path and you see it, but you know what to do. You have an idea how to do it, but yet you're still not able to get yourself to do it. Or maybe you got yourself to do it, but you keep getting in the way of that doing. This episode is going to be for you. Let's get it. By the way, getting out of your way. Ed Talks Daily is all about growth in all aspects of your life. How do you solidify a holistic mindset that will lead to healthy body, healthy relationships, and in-tune spirit? If you want to join me on this journey to becoming the best version of ourselves, then keep on listening. Subscribe to this podcast by going to edtalksdaily.com. There's over 400 episodes, which means you can actually listen to an episode every single day for a year. That's pretty awesome. Getting out of your way. It's time to get out of your way because there's a lot of things that's coming your way. It's time to get out of your way because there's a lot of things that's coming your way. Let's say this together. I'm getting out of my way because there's a lot of things coming my way. A lot of times, it's not the fear of failure that stops us from doing stuff. A lot of times, it's actually the fear of success. What if I make it, but I can't handle it? What if I get to exactly where I want to be and I drop the ball? There was a season in my life where I went through a burnout season, and it made me realize something about myself, and it actually scared me. It actually scared me so much that I didn't know if I could handle success. I was like, man, what if I actually reach millions of people and I have to do this and this happen? And if any of those things ever happen in your future, I want you to remember this. It happened to all of us. We're all humans. It doesn't mean that everything's going to crumble. Your mind is going to try to play tricks on you to make you think that because something happened then, it's going to happen again. Not only that is, your mind will make something up in your mind that says because something never happened, it's not possible for you. The fear of failure. Just because something happened then doesn't mean it's going to happen again. One, just because something never happened doesn't mean that it can't happen. Two. So that means that your future is uncertain, of course, but uncertainty is not bad. Why? Because if we knew exactly how everything was going to happen, the way it was going to happen, it's like watching every single scene of your movie before it happened. That's the most boring movie ever. As Tony Robbins puts it, life has a needs, and some of our needs include certainty and uncertainty. So we need certainty and uncertainty in order to play the dance of life, which means we can't simply be certain about our future. We must also have a certain level of uncertainty. Actually, I don't know what's actually going to happen when I get there, but we have faith, and this is what holds it all together. I don't know what's going to happen when I get there, but I do know that I'm going to keep happening when I get there. Getting out of your way has to start with a mental readjustment. Somebody comment in the chat, I am mentally readjusting myself. A lot of reason why we're getting in the way and sabotaging our actions and behaviors is because we actually don't only see the possibility, but we're living in fear. When we live in faith, what we say is, I'm not certain of the future, but actually I'm actually certain that I can make something happen regardless. Okay, that's what it says. I'm not certain that everything is going to work out my way, but I'm certain that everything's going to happen in a way. I trust that God's going to make a way out of no way. I trust that something positive is going to happen, even if negative things do happen. When we have faith, we're able to move forward in spite of uncertainty. Now that we've gotten that mental readjustment, what does that do for us? Getting out of your way first says, you know what? What have I been doing that has been sabotaging what I really want for my life? What part of my past has been trying to stay active so much that it's been lying to me about what's available for me in the future? What part of my past wants to stay in control of my life? Sometimes in our life, we can't grab onto the future because our past is so determined to stay active. Whether it's the way that you used to eat, that's going to be like, man, look, there's a part of you that doesn't want to change, though you want to change. Whether it's the way that you used to move, there's a part of you that wants to change, but there's another part that wants to change, that doesn't want to change. It's as if there's a battle between what you want and what you've been actually doing. And what you have to understand is, if you're going to win the fight for your future, you got to beat your past. Let me say that again. If you're going to win the fight for your future, you got to beat your past. You have to mentally readjust yourself to the uncertainty. Guess what? The past is so certain. Why? Because you've seen it before. I want you to really think about a past that you've seen before. Do you actually want to repeat what you've seen before? And it's not always bad. Sometimes the past is a basis of where we can start from again and get better from there. The past is not always a basis of where we never want to go again. Sometimes the past is actually a starting point to your future. And what I mean by that is, some of you actually do need to start from somewhere where you actually had it going for you, but you stop there and you need to get the ball rolling from that hill. Some of you need to get off of the hill because that hill is only going to go downhill. So the past is certain because it happened and you've seen it. And because it's certain and it happened and you've seen it, if it actually was getting you up somewhere, then you might want to go there so it can get you up. But if it's getting you downhill somewhere, you might not want to go down there. And what I mean by that is, certainty feels good, but uncertainty will help you grow. Certainty gives you solace in knowing that you know how it looked like. Uncertainty is going to get you to see a part of you you didn't never know you had inside of you. You're going to meet yourself on the other side of uncertainty. When you don't necessarily know how something's going to go, but you do it anyways. When you don't necessarily know how you're about to eat vegetarian and you're like, man, I'm going to try that thing anyways. You're very uncertain about how that looks like for you. When you're uncertain about how literally going about your relationships differently, where you're not acting from a trauma place, from a healing place, you're going to be a little bit uncertain about how that looks like. But I tell you, uncertainty may feel uncomfortable because you don't know what it's going to look like. But sometimes when you end up looking like it, when you end up looking at it, you start seeing something you never thought is possible for you. Some of you, your uncertainty may feel like you're about to skydive. You ain't never done it before. But it isn't until you fall off that plane that you realize how exciting it is. So one of the major things we got to change our relationships to uncertainty. We also have to change our relationship with the past. And we have to understand that the past is certain. However, it's not always a starting point, but it can be. Nothing is definite. That's why life is so infinite. Which means I can't just tell, oh man, the past is bad. Nah, actually the past has so many beautiful moments that you can actually go back to and be the pulling out of your present demise. And what I mean by that is, some of you had convicted about your life right now and you said, this is it. I messed up enough. I'm getting in my way again. I'm screwing myself up with these habits. I'm screwing myself up with my own thoughts. I am now doing the very thing that I know I shouldn't do. Lord, the things I know I shouldn't do, I do. The things I know I could do, I'm not doing. It is as if I'm actually self-sabotaging myself. Let me tell you something. There's some beautiful moments in the past. There are some beautiful moments in the past that can pull you forward towards a better future. There's points in my life where I'm looking at the present and I'm thinking to myself, what in the world is going on? Why? Because I am actually contrasting the present to the past. And I'm like, bro, the past was so much better than now. But let me tell you something about the future. If the past was better than the present, guess what the future is? The future is so much better than that. It said, that's why the word says the latter, your latter shall be greater than the former. My latter will be greater than my former, but you got to grab on to the latter and see past your situation. Because once you're staying stuck down there on the floor looking down and say, this is it, this is it, this is it, that's all you're going to see. This is it, it ain't never going to change. This is it, look how I'm eating. This is it, look how much weight I gained. This is it, look what my relationship looking like. This is how my finances are looking. The more you keep looking down, you're not looking up. You're not looking up, you're not looking forward. The more you keep looking back, you're not looking back. And the more you're not even just looking around, there's an issue here. Why? Because you will let the ground, you will let the ground that you're sitting on, or you'll let the ground that you're looking at, because you'll feel face down, flat face down, you're going to let that convict you that that's the only thing that's possible for you. And I'm here to let you know that the ground is not it for you. The ground is not it for you. Your future is brighter, and your past is an indication that there's better, and that your present is not it. Now, even in the present moment when you don't understand and you're getting in your own way, you could always find ways to find the beauty in the moment. Why? Because a lot of times we think we gotta wait to the future to enjoy life when there is no such thing as time when it comes to the future. Even the past does not exist, because the past is only the present that you had before. The future is only a present that is to come. So really you only have right about now. So that means even the latter that's greater than your former is going to happen within the next minute, within the next 5 minutes, within the next 10 minutes, within the next 20 minutes. So some of you right now, you're like, man, yes, my latter shall be my greater than my former. But you think I'm talking about a year from now. You think I'm talking about 5 years from now. You think I'm talking about 10 years from now. What I'm literally telling you right now, your latter being greater than your former is not a year from now. It's not 5 years from now. It's not 10 years from now. It's literally the next moment that you decide that you're going to transform your ladder. Your ladder being greater than your former does not necessarily mean you got to wait years to get into the future. Your ladder means that every single moment that you decide that I am sick of sitting here, I am sick of being in my way, I am sick of not creating the life that I want, I'm sick of my finances, and you go and you start the shift to make a change, you literally can actually start making the shift right now. A lot of people think they need the true manifestation of their shift, where the shift is the manifestation that you need. You don't need the true manifestation of your shift till you have every single thing that that shift is going to bring you, but you need the shift. You need the momentum. You need to get yourself going. When you get yourself going, you build something inside of you that gets you to enjoy the process of building a new momentum. And every single month, especially in the lunar month, you get a chance to change the momentum. As we are getting towards a new moon, we are literally getting a chance to change the momentum. You probably recognized certain thing about yourself 15 days ago that you noticed that you needed to shift. And as we are now shifting into this new season, by season, I mean a new cycle. By cycle, I mean a new month. By new month, I just mean that you literally have another 30 days. You literally have another segment of your life to say, in this segment, I'm actually going to change it up. I'm actually going to build momentum. I'm actually going to shift. I'm shifting out of this. I'm shifting out of this. Let me tell you something about shifts. Shifts that have some way of moving things. It has some way of shaking things up. A shift have a way of moving things, shaking things up. When the plate of the earth shift, sometimes it shakes. When they rub against each other, there might be an earthquake. And with earthquakes, it might feel like things come crumbling down. But sometimes in life, in order for you to build new things, old things have to be broken down. Some of y'all think the hurricanes in your life means that God don't love you. Nah, God's just doing a washing of the earth. And sometimes when God does a washing of the earth, a clearing up of the of nature, of natur, there's some complications. There's some hurt. People lose some stuff. People lose their lives. And somebody says, why must this feel like I'm losing this part of my life? When there is a shift, when their plates are changing inside of you, when what you don't want to accept from your life, listen, there's going to be a little bit of chaos with the shift. But sometimes you're going to have a little chaos for a new continent to come out. Sometimes you're going to need to have a new chaos for something to happen, for the earth to be washed. Like, look, chaos is not always tragedy. Chaos is sometimes transformation. Sometimes the inner chaos that you feel is simply, there's a shift. There's a shift that's happening. There's a shift that's happening, right? And inside of you, there's a shift that needs to happen. And you might feel unsettled. You might feel bothered. You might feel as if you're shaken up. You might feel as if something has to change. You might feel as if you're not accepting something from your life anymore. You might be reaching a peak of your pain. Sometimes in life, you gotta reach a peak of your pain before you get the peak of the gain. And what I'm saying by that is, if the shift is gonna happen, shit is gonna happen. When the shift is happening, you're gonna be uncomfortable. Sometimes it's gonna look like things being breaking apart. You're like, man, God, I don't like this relationship. A shift is coming. Right, and it might be shaken up. Right, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Here's what it says. Shaken together. What's the first word? How can I forget it? Okay, there we go. This is the process of the shift, baby. Press down, shaking it together, turn it over. That when there's a shift that's happening, things gonna be pressed down, shaken together, and that's how things turn over. I'm telling you, things gonna have to be pressed down, shaken together, and that's how things sometimes turned over. We want things to turn over, but we don't want to get pressed down. We want things to turn over, but we don't want it to shake together. We want things to turn over, but we don't want the pressing. We don't want the shaking, but we want the turn. And sometimes if you're being pressed, if you're being shaken, you got to turn. You got to shift. Look, that's what press down, shaking together, turn it over. A shift is coming and it ain't always comfortable. A shift is coming and you might feel pressed. A shift is coming and you might not be impressed by the situation. You might feel like you're hurting, you're losing. But that's because a shift is coming. That's a sign right there. Look, sometimes before the calm, they say the storm come. Because why? It's being pressed down. It's being shaken together. And that's why things gonna turn over. You hear what I'm saying? So there is chaos sometimes before the tranquility, right? There's gonna be some things that seem like yo, I'm losing this part, I'm losing this person, I'm losing this, I'm losing that, and why you think that you're losing? God is like, bro, I'm actually clearing up space to give you. Look, you think you're losing, but there's just a shift. There's a shift that's happening. There's a space that's been creating. There's a clearing of the clutter so that way you can have what you've been waiting to get in order. There's a clearing of the clutter because you've had too much thing you've been hoarding. And because you've been hoarding some stuff, the storm had to come and wash them away. Because if you don't get rid of the old, you can't grab onto the new. If you put new wine into old wineskins, it'll surely burst. Press down, shaking it together, turn it over. And sometimes the storm gonna have to come. It's gonna have to wash away all of the things you thought you needed to keep. It's gonna have to wash away some parts of your character. It's gonna have to wash away some of your friends. It's gonna have to wash away some of your habits. It's gonna have to wash away these things. And the washing is happening, but you don't see. You think you're losing, but you're getting cleared up. If you hear me, just comment. I hear you in the chat, cause I don't know. I feel like I got a word for somebody. I don't know if somebody here in the world. I'm about to give the word to two people. All right, I got a word for somebody. And sometimes the things that's being washed in your life, You're so afraid that you're losing things that you don't realize that God is clearing a way for new things. So you're fighting for things, people, situations, jobs, when you just need to say the storm came to wash them away, because the same storm that came to wash them away is actually coming with forth new seeds. And I want these new seeds to plant it in the right soil. And why are you trying to keep the thorns? God's trying to wash away the thorns. Why are you trying to keep the sand? God's trying to wash away the sand. And boom, you like, why God is the quicksand? God is like, man, you better stand strong inside of me. So you better stand strong in my temple. You better stand strong in my name so you can stay strong. Because like that quicksand is being washed away, because I'm about to build your house on a rock. But the only issue why you're not building your home on a rock, you're not building the temple on a rock, is because you're not applying what the storm was trying to tell you. You're actually trying to get the quicksand back into your life, when actually the sand that came being washed away needed the thing to go away. And the people that came that was washed away needed that thing to go away. The habits that came that washed away needed to go away. And sometimes those same people, those same habits gonna come right back to test you. And God's about to see if he gonna get and let that thing come right back inside your life. Because he's trying to see if you're building your house on a rock or on sand. The person who hears the word but don't apply it is the person who builds their rock, their house on sand. The person who hears the word and says, I want to take that and apply it, that's the person who builds their house on a rock. And you have to be rock steady. If you're not rock steady, you're going to be washed away easily. Rock steady says, I am conscious of what the storms are doing in my life. Rock steady says, I don't actually grieve the things I need to let go. That this helped me actually do it. Sometimes in life, if you're not courageous enough to let something go, God's gonna send a storm your way to wash that thing away. Sometimes in life, if you're not courageous enough to let something go, God's gonna send a storm your way to wash that thing away, because God wants you more than he want anything in your life that you think that you needed. Sometimes that car that you think that you needed is taking you places that that it can't keep you. Sometimes that job that you think you needed is taking you places that that's gonna take your life. And sometimes God is going to even wash your job away. God's going to even wash your car away just to get your attention, because he wants your soul more than he cares about the thing that you have. I'm telling you right now, sometimes in life, your money is not actually working the way it's supposed to be working right now. Because if it was working the way it was supposed to be working, you'd probably go out and spend that money on stuff that was going to take you away from the purpose that God had for you. And you would have lost your life trying to gain your life. And sometimes the storms come not to hurt you, but to save you. But at the moment when it comes, it seems like it's washing things away. It surely is washing it away, but it ain't washing your destiny away. It's not washing your gifting away. It's not washing the calling on your life away. Because what God said in Jeremiah, what he said, before you was in the womb, I knew I had plans for you, plans to prosper you. He meant that. And sometimes God's plan does not necessarily look like a blessing up front. It looks like a clearing up for the blessing. Somebody says, God is clearing me up for the blessing. You think you're being isolated, you're actually being prepared for the blessing. You think you're being hurt, but you're actually being healed for the blessing. You think you're being ignored, but you're actually being cultivated for the blessing. And sometime before you get, God gotta make a way to clear so you can get. Because the space that you're ready to receive at is so cluttered with things that you can't receive. The energy that you want to attract in your life is not going to go into that toxic relationship. So why are you asking God to keep the person you're with? He came, there was a storm that came and took that person away. And God said, look, if that little storm could take them away, do you think they would have stuck with you through the big storms? So now you're actually blaming God for taking somebody away that he actually showed you was not going to stay in your life how you wanted to begin with. You better start praising God when you lose some people. You better start praising God when you lose some opportunity. You better start praising God when that partnership didn't work out. You better start praising God sometimes for your losses. Because you thought you lose. You thought you lost. But the devil was a lie. You thought you was losing, but you actually winning. Look, sometimes your winning looks like a loss. But if you don't have faith, you're going to think you're losing. But in reality, you're actually gaining. But because you've been so scared of succeeding, because you think that every single time that you lose an opportunity, there isn't one in the other corner. You were operating from the standard of lack. Whenever you lose something in your life, you get triggered into thinking that you're not good enough and he didn't deserve it. God is like, bro, you definitely did not deserve that because that wasn't good for you. You actually did not deserve that. You did not deserve that lifelong of pain. You did not deserve the trauma you was about to get from that. You did not deserve that. Maybe you deserve better. You deserve better. Sometimes losing stuff is not God telling you don't deserve. It's actually saying you didn't deserve that bad thing. It's saying that thing was not right for you. That person was not right for you. That situation was not right for you. You actually deserve. You just didn't deserve that. You deserve something better. So the storms in your life, don't let them make you feel as if you are incompetent. Don't let them make them feel as if you are bad. But the only way you get out of the way is when you find the good in every situation. When you make it your responsibility, your ability to respond like Job and say this, though he slay me, still shall I trust him. That's what my man said. Losing his family, losing this, going through sickness, suffering through pain. And he said, though he slay me, so shall I trust him. And some of you right now, you need to have a faith right now in your life. When things go wrong, you actually praise God more than when things go right. Because you don't say like, God, why are things going wrong? You say, God, how have you believed in me that I'm so strong that you sent me a storm like that? Man, God, you believe in me so much that you gave me that much storm? Man, you really gonna see me that I grow through that, won't you? I need you to start praising, not just when good things happen to you, but when the things that are tough happen to you, because you know it's about to make you tougher. Right? It doesn't even hurt no more because you're like, bruh, God, you know I'm that strong that you send that my way. You're like, bruh, I'm going to be so much tougher out of this situation. There's so much growth that's about to come out of this pain. I'm excited for it. I need you to start to get excited for the storms. Like the eagle when the storm come, guess what? They go on top of it. They learn how to ride the wave of the storm, baby. Why? Because they high flyers. They eagles. They ain't no pigeons. They ain't no pigeons, baby. They high flyers, baby. They like, there's a storm. Let's go. We gonna ride this storm out of it. We gonna ride the wave of the storm. We gonna ride the wave. Listen, I need you to be the type of person that surfs when the hurricane comes. I need you to be the Florida man. I need you to be the Florida woman that surfs when the storm comes. Like you literally, why everybody hiding away? And you like depression? What? You're like recession? What? You're like pandemic? What? I'm about to soar through this storm, baby. It's a different character. It's a different mindset. Those people who learn how to ride the wave of uncertainty. Those people who learn how to ride the wave of calamity. The person who learn how to ride the wave of chaos. There's a strength that comes out of that. You're like, yo, there's a storm, baby. There's a storm about to elevate. With every storm is a new elevation. You're like, man, there's another higher elevation point, right? Because I'm about to get at a higher vintage point, right? Because I'm about to get higher. Somebody comment, I'm about to get higher. I'm about to get higher. I'm riding the wave of the storm. I'm riding the wave of the storm. I'm riding the wave of the storm. Why? Because you say, this moment has not came to break me. It has came to teach me something. And it has came to elevate me. Because I say that nothing is going to break me down. Because I learned how to ride the wave of the storm, baby. I learned how to ride the wave of the storm. Once you know how to ride the wave of the storm, You don't let the storm phase you no more. Well, you're like, man, if the devil's sending those challenges my way, he must know that I'm a good and faithful servant. If God sent me those tests my way, he must got something I need to hold on to, right? Because he's sending me this refinement challenge. I'm about to ride the wave of that storm, baby. I'm about to ride the wave of that storm. You feel what I'm saying? I'm about to ride the wave of that storm. And sometimes God gonna send storms your way because he's literally washing your environment. He's clearing up your space so you could thrive to another level. He's clearing up your environment. He's washing up your, because you could thrive to another level. But you got to say, I am the type of person, when uncertainty comes, I ride the wave of uncertainty. I am the type of person, when calamity comes, I ride the waves of calamity. Right? Because I say, this moment has not came to break me. This moment has came to teach me something. I'm coming out of this better than ever. I'm coming out of this broken relationships better than ever. I'm coming out of this low point in my finances wiser than ever. I'm about to be the best steward of my money because I know how it feels like to have holes in my pocket. I'm about to be the best steward of my health because I know what it feels like to eat myself back into the grave. I'm about to be the best steward of my habits because I know what it feels like doing nothing. I'm about to be the best steward of my gift because I know the problems that come when I don't live in alignment with what God put inside of me for me to do. So I'm about to ride the wave of it, baby. When you come out of winter and you step into spring, you're like, bro, I was cold. I was hibernating. But now I'm about to get heated up. I'm about to get heated up. That's right. I'm about to go to a whole nother dimension. When I came out of a depression from winter, I said, oh, the devil thought he had me, right? But he didn't know that he was building something inside of me that was even better. Like, yo, I'm about to ride that wave, baby. Oh, he was changing challenges my way. When you come out of that trigger, you're like, man, I'm about to ride the wave of my character. That's right. I'm about to ride the wave of it. That's why if you look at your circumstance and you say, I'm stuck here, you're going to be stuck there. But if you look at it and you say, I'm a bounce back, you're going to bounce back higher. Sometimes in life, you have this two different mentality. The buoyancy mentality allows you to bounce back. The farther the fall, the higher the rise. The concrete mentality, the set one, we could call it the fixed mindset versus the growth mindset. Buoyancy versus concrete. When you have a buoyancy mentality, when you fall down, you rise higher than you ever been. When you have a concrete mentality and you fall flat on your face, you splatter and you think it's it for you. I'm telling you right now, you got to start building a buoyancy mentality, a growth mindset, a mindset that says the farther the fall, the higher the rise. The farther the fall, the higher the rise. I don't fall and splatter. I fall and I bounce back. I don't fall and I splatter. I fall and I bounce back. And I'm going higher. I'm going higher than I've ever been. I'm riding the wave of the storm, baby. I'm riding the wave of the storm. You get what I'm saying? I hope y'all hear me. Because listen, the devil thought he had you. He had you. He thought he had you. He thought he was about to break you. But he didn't know he was just put fuel. He was putting fuel on there, baby. He was putting fuel in you. He like, man, we about to sabotage him. We about to sabotage her. Watch what I said. You making me hungry. You making me hungry. You know what I'm saying? You got to be hungry. That's what Les said. You got to, man, listen. I could keep going, but I think I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop right there he making me so hot. He making me mad. He making me big mad. You know what I'm saying? That you say I'ma do something from this. You trying to hurt me? I'ma grow something from that. I'ma grow something from that. Look. The dirt they throwing at you, they thought it was dirt, but you knew better. You took that thing, you planted a seed in it. Now you use that soil, baby. Listen, there's two different mentality, the buoyancy mentality and the concrete mentality. The buoyancy mentality is a soil, fertile soil mentality. It says, if you throw this dirt at me, because I'm a seed, I'm going to grow out of it. That's the seed and the soil mentality. The concrete mentality, you throw the dirt at me, I'm going to let that thing get hard inside of me. I'm going to build resentment. I'm going to get hurt by it. So now all of a sudden, what was once good soil has become concrete because I hardened my heart. That's why the Lord says, harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. Because what you're holding against them, you're actually stifling your ability to grow out of the dirt thrown at you because you have a concrete mentality and you think by holding them in your heart, you're hurting them, but you're just making your heart hard. Now you look, you thought you was about to break my heart and make me feel like I ain't nobody, I ain't good. I'm about to love even better, baby. I'm about to love myself even more. You thought you was about to just diminish my worth and self-value, but I'm about to turn that into good soil. I'm about to turn that into good soil. I'm about to turn that into good soil. Let somebody put that. I'm about to turn that into good, because I don't have a concrete mentality. I have a buoyancy mentality. Right? You thought you was about to use me, but you ain't know that God was using me, baby. You don't know who you're talking to, sweetheart. So I'm letting you know right now, when you have a buoyancy mentality, when your heart is not hardened, when your heart is pure, when your heart is good soil, the rocks thrown at you will become the building blocks that you grow. The dirt thrown at you is not the soil that you plant your seed on. And out of that comes a beautiful tree, comes a beautiful plant, comes a life that they said, I thought you was going to be buried. Yeah, you thought you was burying me, but you was actually just giving me exactly what I needed. Because you got me mad. You got me hungry. You got me angry. You planted me in the right soil. You thought you was throwing dirt on my name, but you ain't even know that you can't throw no dirt on my name because I'm a seed. I'm a blossom. I'm a grow. I'm a heal. I'm a come. I'm a blossom out of this. You see that mentality? It's not what happens to you that causes scarcity. It's in the lack of seeing the possibility and what happens that brings the scarcity. Opportunity says, it doesn't matter what happens to me. I'm going to use every single thing that happens to me everything that happens to you will work for your good when you serve the Lord, when you have a mentality of buoyancy. When you don't operate from a mentality of scarcity and concrete. That's my message. And I'm sticking to it. I got to give myself a horn for that one. Seems like I... Hold up. Shout out to God. Only God. Yo, shout out to God. Shout out to God, because only God can give me the words to share with y'all. If you missed this episode, you done missed one, baby. You need to go back and listen. You need to go to my YouTube channel later on, The Holistic Motivator, and rewatch this. Why? Because God is blessing me with the words that were powerful that I needed to hear myself. And what I want to let y'all know right now, once you have a mindset of buoyancy, you're going to bounce back. You're going to go higher than you ever went. And I just want to give glory to God for giving me the words just today to be able to bless your soul with these powerful words. Once again, I want to invite everybody who's listening to this episode to tap in, to go ahead and subscribe to the podcast by going to edtalksdaily.com. This is a podcast to help you grow in all aspects of your life. Ed Talks Daily is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And if you love it, y'all, go ahead and leave a review, because that's going to help me grow the podcast. It's going to help it reach a lot more people. So I want to give a shout out to everybody who listens. Shout out to Adrian especially. And shout out to anybody else who may have tapped in. I'm not sure. I really only know who commented and who stayed on the whole time. So I'm not too sure. So shout out to everybody who's here. And I want to remind y'all that don't get in your way by using your thoughts to stifle your growth. Because you look at your past as it for you, or you look at your future demise as something that's gonna stay here forever, or you look at uncertainty as a bad thing. Let's understand that uncertainty brings excitement to life. Uncertainty actually is, with faith, will be turned into certainty, because though you do not know, it's one thing to know is gonna happen, but faith is, I don't know what's going to happen, I don't know what's going to happen. But I know that I'm going to keep happening in the way that God told me to happen. And I trust that it's all going to work out for my good. In fact, I trust so much that it's going to work out for my good that I know that it's going to happen good for me. And even if it doesn't happen my way, because it happened God's way, I'm still okay with it. Because I know God's way is better than my way anyways. And if I never get anything that I want, I know that I have everything that I need, so I can never lose. It's a mindset of conscious, continuous opportunity. How can I possibly lose when I always win because my mindset never allows me to lose? Even if I don't get what I wanted to get, I got a lesson so I can never get a loss. It's just a mindset of growth, a mindset of buoyancy, not a mindset of concrete, no scarcity. And that's my message, and I'm sticking to it. It's the Holistic Motivator. Shout out to everybody. Peace.